Beis HaMikdash, that's Avad Midiraisa Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. And there the Halacha was all 7 days of Sukkot. There was the mitzvah for the Kahanim, either to hold the Aravis and go around the Mizbeach, or else just for one Kohen to place the Aravis standing up around the Mizbeach. That's a mitzvah all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's in Halacha L'Moshim Sinai. Abakan V'Gvulin, that we have the Aravis on Hashanah Rabbah one day, we do remembrance to where they have it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only a Yisoid Nevi'im. That's only Midi Rabbonin. There's no din Midi Raisa to do Aravis outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a Yisoid Nevi'im. So Rabbi Yechonon Shitter is, what type of Atakona was it? It was a real Chiyuv Midi Rabbonin. It's called the Yisoid Nevi'im to take the Aravis. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, you would make a brach on a Shana Rabbah. Well, with Halacha, we hold it's not a Yisoid Nevi'im. We hold it's only a Minig Nevi'im. It's only a Minig to do it. And therefore, we don't make a bracha on a minig. Trashi, the Migdash, Halach Lomash Mitzinai. The Gvulan, there it's only Yisoid Nevi'im. The Gvulan, it's only a Yisoid. Fighter. Omer Rabami, Arova Tzricha Shir. The mitzvah to hold the Arova, the special mitzvah Arova, has to have a Shir. There's a size, how long it has to be. We'll soon see. The Eino Nitelas Elodif Niyatzma. You're only allowed to hold it by itself. Trashi, ein dover acha negedi mo demucha shimitzvah. You can't have anything tied onto the arova. When you want to take the arovas, the shame arovas, it has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it. V'yeinodem yoytzi dechavosa bi'arova shebelulav. And you can't be yoytzi the mitzvah arovas by holding your lulav. Even though you have arovas in the lulav, you can't do the kind of mitzvah that way. Because it's not nikkur you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah arovas. Once you told me that the Aravis has to be by itself, nothing else tied onto it, for the second halacha, what do you have to stand for? For sure you can't be the kind of mitzvah Aravis on the Shana Rabbah just by holding your lulav. Because when you're holding your lulav, you have it tied together with the adas and with the lulav. All three minim are tied together. So pshita you can't be yoytza the mitzvah Aravah with the lulav. Mazmar says, "Now the same. I would have thought like this: Hani mili hecha de lo yagva v'ader agva. That's only if you don't pick up the lulav twice. If you only take the lulav once, then we say since now the aravis is tied together with the adas and with the lulav, it's not nikkur. We don't see you doing it l'shem aravah. So therefore, since it's not by itself, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But in the case agbia, you picked it up once l'shem mitzvah lulav. You put it down." Then you picked it up a second time, a maloi. Maybe then I would say you would be mekayim the mitzvah. Because then there's no concern really the fact that it's tied together. Because now, what are you picking up a second time for? The chorus mucha milsa, we see clearly you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah tarava. So maybe it would be kosher now. In other words, that you have something else tied together with the rava, it's not a real psul. It's only a vort is, you have to do it zecha for mitzvah tarava. So we have to see you doing that rava. If you have something else tied onto it, it doesn't look like you're doing the mitzvah sarova. But here that you have the lulav, you picked it up once. So good, you put it down again. Now why are you picking it up a second time for? For the mitzvah lulav, you don't have to do it a second time. So I would have thought that by picking it up a second time, that's enough hakoret we could see. We could realize it, that you're doing the l'shem mitzvah sarova. Kamashla, no. Still, a kopot and silt, as long as the arovis is tied together in the lulav, you can't do mekayim the mitzvah. But Allah has brought out Enochanami. After you put down your lulav, if you take out the aravis out of the lulav and just hold the aravis by itself, then you could give a kind of the mitzvah. It's only calls them on the aravis is inside the lulav that it's not nika. We don't see doing the l'shem mitzvah aravah. Trashi avol hechad the yagbe l'shem the tilas lulav v'ader agbe l'shem aravah ein malefet bo. Maybe then you would give a kind of the mitzvah. Yikoy chachatuba. We could see clearly what you want to do. We see clearly the second time now is only l'shem mitzvah aravah. So maybe you would be mekayim it. That's kamashla. No, it's not called enough of a heker. If you want to do it that way, you have to take the aravah out of the lulav and then do it. By the Rav Chizda, for Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Adam yotzi dechavos for the aravah sheb lulav. He holds yes, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Because the time is such a case, and the case where you pick it up a second time. See, oh, that's also called enough of a hecker. Like, what are you doing it a second time for? You don't have to. Elamai, you're doing l'shem mitzvah sarova, that's also good. But with equal luck, we hold that the first man of the yom is you're not yoytza. I think with the ever, though, we hold you are yoytza.
But the kashitim is that you're not yoitze by just picking up the lulav. You have to, at most, take out the aravos out of it. But the mice of the minig is, everybody has special aravos. We'll soon see. It's in you to have nice ones, long ones, that should be zecha to know is being done the same mitzvah aravos. So about the ketchilas to have special aravos for mitzvahs aravos. But if you don't have aravos, you could take the aravos out of your lulav and then use it. Yeah? Yeah, that's it, yeah. Just another mint shouldn't be with it, right? Just tying it is all right here. The kama shiura. So now going back to the original case, we said there's a shear, how much the aravos have to be. The kama shiura, what's the shear? Omer Rav Nachman, gimel badei olin lachin. You have to have three badim, three stalks, that has wet leaves, that have fresh leaves on it. That's what you have to have. The drashi shloshe badi means sheyesh b'chol echad olin lachin. You have to have three different stalks, three pieces of the aravos, and each piece has wet, fresh leaves on it. Even if you only have one leaf and one stem, that's enough. So the half-meaner is a leaf by itself and a stem by itself. At the Gemara, how could that be? Like, what's a leaf? A leaf is nothing. Like, how could you say you have to have one stalk and one leaf? Elo, what Rosh Hashanah meant to say was like this. You make the mitzvah if you only have one piece of arava, one stalk, with one leaf. If it only has one leaf on the one stalk, then you make the mitzvah. Mashma leaf by itself without the stem. Like, what's going on here? Just holding the leaf means nothing. The what we're meant to say is, Ola echod the bad echod. Bad echod. You have to have one stem, one piece. Uboy ola echod. Fidaya, that's enough. If you have one piece and one leaf, that's enough for the mitzvah of the Tekonis Nevi'im. V'chiyarmin ad liyel, gimel tfochim, that's what we said before, the aravos has to be tall. At least gimel tfochim, that's lagabe lulav u'diyarmin, that's only for mitzvah lulav. Shetei aravo arucho shloish tfochim, that the aravos have to be long, three tfochim. Aval aravo, that we hold the aravos lezeichel amigdash, the special mitzvah aravos, shein akifim bovif neyatzmon, kol dehusagi. It can be as small as you want, but yeah, it'll be enough to make kind of mitzvah aravos. As long as it has one stalk and one leaf, you make kind of mitzvah. Drashi, bahashti nogu aminigizdo, lohovim rabiyas anofim aruchim. The minigizdo, to take nice long leaves, viyofim, shemintra mitzvah, viyayin yofim. It should take a look nice to doing the mitzvah. So the minig is, our minig is to take five stalks, we do. And the minig is to have nice leaves also. It should look nice. Shouldn't just be, even though you're carrying the mitzvah with just one piece and one leaf, but that's not the minig. The minig is, though, to make it look nice, l'shem mitzvah, we take our minig is we take five pieces. Yeah. Omar Avoy, have a kimna kaim with the Rablaz of Reb Tzadik. Avoy said it was once in front of Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, and he saw something happened. That the Isi Ahu Gavro Arova Kaimei, that a person brought the Arovas in front of him on the Shona Rabba, Shokel, he took it, Chovit, he hit the Arovas like we do, Volei Berech, and didn't make a bracha. Kisava, why not? Why didn't he make the bracha? Minig Nevi'im, like we learned before, not like Rabbi Yechanan, it's not called the Yisoid Nevi'im, a Takonis Nevi'im, it's only a Minig Bialma. And in a thing that's only a minig bialma, we don't make a brush.
All right, turn over.
But this is the whole brisk rabba talks about this. Even though certain times we do make a bracha minhagim. Like l'mashol Yom Tov Sheni. That we keep today, Yom Tov Sheni, it's only a minig avasein of Yadayim, the Gemara says. That really today we know exactly when the Chodesh is. Really we don't have a sleik of the Yom today. But the reason why we keep a Yom Tov Sheni is Minig Avasein of Yadenu. So there are certain things that we only do with Teres and Minig, and we make a bracha. Yom Tov Sheni, we make Kiddush, we daven, we make special brachas on a Yom Tov. And here the Gemara's mashma, that on a Minig B'Alma, you don't make a bracha. These machalik are telling this to Briskerov, that it depends what the Minig is. There are certain things that are mitzvahs. It's a Maisa mitzvah. The Moshe making Kiddush on Yom Tov. It's a Maisa mitzvah. We have the mitzvah of the rice of the first day. Now it's a minig to do it the second day. So the minig is to do that mitzvah the second day on such a thing you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the minig is to do the mitzvah we have, do it now also. So on such a thing we wouldn't make a bracha. Who is in halal also? That's why we say halal when we don't say gan halal, it's only a minig. Halal. And still we make a bracha.
Because the minig is to do the mitzvah of saying halal, we have such a mitzvah of halal. Mashenkein, our rov is, there's no mitzvah at all of our rov. The only mitzvah there was in the Beis Hamikdash itself, by being makif around the Mizbeach. Outside the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah at all. So that we hold the Arovus in shul, there's no such mitzvah like that at all. It's only found the Rabbanim made a new minig to do this. When the Rabbanim make up a new minig to do, on that we don't make a bracha. That's called minig, we don't make a bracha. But where the minig is to do a mitzvah that we have already, then avada, we're doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah means the bracha. So avada, yom tiv sheni, we make brachas, we make shiddish, we make brachas. On halal, we make a bracha, because there's a mitzvah saying halal. Just here, the minig of Arovus, there's no such mitzvah outside the Mizbeach. So that we do it is only called a pure minig. On a pure minig, we don't make a bracha. Baitam, Evoi v'chiskiyo b'nei brate derav. They were the daughter sons of Rav. I see a rov l'kaimi derav. They brought the arovus and the shon rav in front of Rav. Chovet, they hit the arovus. V'loi berach, and they didn't make a bracha. Again, the same svarim. Kesova, they hold minig neviyamu. There's only called the minig neviim, and in the minig, to do this thing, there's no mitzvah involved. It's time a minig, you don't make a bracha. Trashi minig neviim he, the gvulun outside the Beis Hamikdash. For lo yisoid neviim, it's not called the Rabbanu made a new mitzvah. Hilkach ein atzricha bracha. Since it's not a mitzvah by itself, it's only a minig, we don't have to make a bracha on it. Omar Ivoy said, Hevikim no kaima the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik. Now again, the same story, different time, but again, Ivoy, till now his brought down, was Nagayat Hilkas Arovis. Now, saying another story that happened. Ivoy was once in front of Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Also, Lekaima Yehugavra, a certain person came to ask a Shaila by Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Omla, he said like this, Karisi Isli, I own the whole city. I own a lot of lands. Rashi Kvarim V'yashvein. I own the whole city, I own. Karmeho Isli, I have a vineyard. The vines I own. Zeis Isli, I own the olive trees I own. Now, V'yosa B'nei Kriso, the people living in my city, on the Kashkashin B'Karmi, on Shemitah, on trees, the seventh year, they themselves go and work under the trees, under the vines, by the grapes. And V'Oichlin V'Zeisa, and they take their own schar, the payment for it, they go and they take the Zeis. They eat from the olive trees. Now, the question is, it's talking about Shemitah now, the seventh year. Now, how are you allowed to work on the ground? That the Gemara will soon explain. We know on Shemitah you're not allowed to work on the ground. There's an issur to plow the ground. So we'll soon see why Mekashkashin is mutter. You're allowed to do this avoid this call, just keeping the trees alive. You're allowed to do something to the tree, work on the ground near the tree. We'll soon see what that is. That's called Mekashkashin Mekarmi. They're allowed to work on the vineyard trees, on the vines there. But the Maisa was V'yechlam B'zeisa, but so these workers, they wanted to get paid for the work they did. They worked for me. They fixed up my trees. They wanted to get paid. So now they took their pay. They took pay. They came to my olive trees and they took the olives. Now really this year is Shemitah. Since it's Shemitah, you have to leave all your trees hefker. Like it doesn't belong to you. Whoever wants to have a right to come and eat the olives. So therefore he wants to know that he do right by paying off his workers, letting them like, you take care of this olive tree. As if to say the olive tree is yours, you watch it. Really that's wrong. You know how to do it. Because since this year Shemitah, you're not allowed to own, act like you own the olive tree. It has to be hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it. So you can't pay up your chayiv with the olive tree. That was the shayla. So he asked him, orich or loyorich, did I do right or didn't I do right by letting my workers get their payment back by taking care of the olive tree as if to say they own the olive tree now? So Amalei answered back to him, loyorich, no, you didn't do right. Hevi koshovik lei v'yozel. When he went away, he said, Omar, kadu hevisi dar biar yohodo. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, they used to work on the vineyards on Shrias. The Yachle Zaysam, the Ischachafira Sakronim, to get their pay for the people that worked on the fields, they took the olive tree. The Einar Mafkir Laniyim, and they didn't let the olive tree be Hefka the way it's supposed to be on Shemitah. Whoever wants it has the right to come and take it. The workers didn't do that. The workers took it as if they own it. So he asked the question, Orach Ola Yorach. Toiv lasas kein oloi, is it good when I did or not? That's what he asked him. So Omulei, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik answered back and said, Lo yorach, you didn't do good. Why is it Rashi? Lefi shata pareya pulosam mi perishvias. It comes out now, you're paying your workers from the fruits that grow on Shvias, on Shemitah. The Torah says, lo ochla b'le l'schara. you only have a right to eat the peris and not to do business with it. So you can't, like, pay up your workers with it. That they fixed up the trees, the ground, that's mutter, that will soon see why. So Kitsi told him, he did wrong, and Mestami stopped doing it. So Mar says that the Maisa was heavy koshovik levi yozel. He was mekabel, and he went away. So Rashi learns, Omar means Elazar ben Tzadik. Rav Elazar said over now, that kad havisi dare bar yohod the mem shonin, I lived in this land already 40 years, I never saw anybody go on such a right path like this person was. I never saw a person that went such a right path like this person. Like he had a suffix, he didn't know if he was doing right or wrong, and he came to ask the Shaila, and he told him he's doing wrong. He's Makabal right away. He didn't go to argue back, maybe yeah, maybe no. He's Makabal right away. He said this person is a Yosher, is a Galata person. He's going on the right path. Hoda v'yosha. Then he came back to this person. V'yomalei my nevet. What should I do right now? Tell me what the answer is. What should I do? Omalei, he said like this. Afka zesa l'chashuchei. You go be mafka, let your olive tree become hefka l'chashuchei to the aniyim. Does let anybody who ever wants to come and take it. They're saying, Pritei l'kishkushe kromin. And you go pay the workers. The people that work for you, you go pay them. Don't let them take their pay from the pay reshvias. That's not allowed to do. But rather give them money. Shrashi v'tein prutei mikischo l'kishkushe kromin. You pay them from your money. Pay the people that work from you. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the halacha. Shrashi the Gemara though now, l'kishkushe kromin. The Kishkusha Mishari, I did before, Tain Prit the Kishkusha Kromin. Give the money to the people that work on the fields. Fred Gemara, the Kishkusha Mishari, are you allowed to do this on Shvias? Are you allowed to work on the ground, on the fields, under the trees, on Shvias? The Yotanya, we learned, the Pasuk says, the Hashvias Tishmetenu Natashto. You should, like, be resting. Don't work on Shvias. So Idashna means Tishmetenu rest Milakashkosh. You're not allowed to work on the fields. Or Natashto Milisako. And now let us take away the stones from the fields. So Rashi learns, Milasaka means Malahashlech Havonim Lachutz. If you have a lot of stones around the tree, so you want to take away the stones to make the tree go better, you're not allowed to do that. Because that's a type of a plowing. You're not allowed to do any work on the ground, on Shemitah. So Milaliskol is also, for Uadir Milakashkis is also also. So how do you say here he's allowed to do it on Shrias? So there it is like this. Omar Rav Ukva Bar Choma. Trey Kishkushi Hevi. There are two different ways you could do this kishkus of fixing up the trees on Shemitah. Chod is stume pili. One is if there are cracks. Strashi stume pili. Shash roshi megulim. If the roots of the tree come on top, come on, are uncovered, there's no ground on top of it. Vesorach chaisim. You have to cover up the roots. Shiloyay v'shilon. In order that the tree should not dry up. V'yakumi alinuhu. You're not really making it better. You're just keeping the tree alive. Shalayamas that it shouldn't die. V'yein oisel yashvichon. You're not doing this to make the tree grow better. El lekaimam. You're just doing it to keep it alive. Shari. This you're allowed to do on Shemitah. You're allowed to do something to the tree just to keep the tree alive. So kishkashir means, or pili means, to cover up the roots. That you're allowed to do. Because if you don't cover up the roots with dirt, the tree may die. So you're allowed to do things that the tree should not die. V'chad is another type of a kishkash. That's a ruye eloni. That's to make the tree more healthier, to make it grow better. And if ruye eloni yosser, to make the trees grow better, that's called avoida, that's not allowed to do. That's the pshat v'yashriya tishmetenu. You have to stay away from fixing up the trees. Avistume pili shari, just to cover up the roots, to make it that the tree should not die, that's you're allowed to do on Shemitah. Shrashi v'chad na ruye eloni. Mamish, you want to work on the ground to make the ground soft, but the chulach and the ground and the tree should grow better. That's awesome. That you have no hefty to do on Shemitah. So it looks good. This mice here. Here that he said they were allowed to work on the trees. It means just like covering up the roots that the tree should not die. Right. Omer Eivoy Mishum Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Al Yahalech Odom V'Yarvi Shabosois Yoisim Gimel Pasois. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Pasois. A parsa usually is 4 mil. That's around a mil is around half of a mile. So you shouldn't travel around 6 miles on Erev Shabbos. Trash lo yahalach, ela yishpais loy b'yoyd yom godol v'yachavu loy sudas Shabbos. Come home nice and early Friday to make sure you prepare yourself to have enough sudas on Shabbos. So Omar Rav Kano lo yamor nezazoni said, ela lebeisai, only if you're coming home. In other words, you have to prepare the suda, so you have to make sure you have enough time to prepare the suda. Avul yishpiz, if you're going to a hotel this Shabbos, going to an inn, where you're not cooking, it's all cooked for you already, then it's mutter. Amai did not get samach, like you're being samach on what they prepare for you. Then you can come late, you don't have to come so early. So Drashi, amai did not get samach. Eime samach ha-bnei ha-bayis, v'nei simai sadosai, v'yamasha b'yod ha-nismach. Avul ha-shpiz, but amai did not get samach. But if you're going to eat by another hotel, if you're going to stay in an inn, they're like taking the food with you. So to take the food with you, you don't have to prepare the food later. Like before you leave the house, you take the food with you, so you have food what to eat. Then it's alright. Vika the army, some say no. Omer of Karmel, lo nitzucho, elo afidu lebeisai. The Chiddush says, even if you're coming home, still you have to come home early in order to help. Drashi afidu lebeisai. When you come home to your own house, and you have everything in your own house, you have all the food there, still we're saying you shouldn't go away. You should be home early in order to prepare. So for sure, if you're going to go away someplace else, for sure you should reach there early to make sure you have everything you need. So luckily, you have to make sure everything is prepared before Shabbos. Omer Rav Kano. It happened to me once, he went away, and he didn't come home in time enough, before Shabbos, and he didn't have enough food to eat. He couldn't even find a good dish. A kisa de hasna, usually it's a chosh of a type of a fish. Trashi suda muatis, a small suda, dog in katana, small sardines, metugna mekemach, fried in flour, vishumim with oil shalhem. Kisa de made a nice dish, a nice fried sardine with oil and flour. So he couldn't even find that to cover Shabbos. In other words, like this halacha, you shouldn't go away far on Erev Shabbos. Make sure you come home on time that the food is all prepared. Faita. Mitzvah lulav ketzet. The Mishnah says, what's the mitzvah lulav? They used to put it on Shabbos. They used to bring it on Harabayis before on Friday. And it used to be the sadarit agabi itzibor, the Mishnah says. On Friday, they put it there on top of platforms. Toni, tona, kaimed, Rav Nachman. Soidrin, agag, hoitzibor. They used to put the lulavim on Friday before Shabbos on the roofs of the platforms. Omalei, they said back to him, the chiliyavshenu tzarach, like, what are you going to put them on top of a roof?